Today now, of course, is the 1st of February, the first day of February. We've beaten January. We've gotten rid of it. We've gotten through one of the more difficult months of the year to get through the darkest time of winter, the post-Christmas slump and all of that. And after Christmas, lots of people, some of who maybe have celebrated to excess over the holiday period, decide, that's it, I'm giving up the alcohol for the month, I'm taking the dry January challenge. Today's the first day. If you have done that, well done to you. But there is an organisation out there that has taken advantage of this and made a suggestion, perhaps maybe you should extend it longer than a month and try and give up alcohol for a year. Fiona O'Malley is CEO of Turn to Me. Fiona, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell me a bit about Turn to Me. You work with young people. You work with people in terms of trying to improve their mental health and how that works and how you're linking this campaign to that.
So we are a national mental health charity. We offer up to 6 free counselling sessions to adults living in Ireland. And we also offer free and unlimited support groups on anxiety, depression, grief and relationship issues. And we are founded by two brothers, Oisin and Dermot Scollard, who very tragically lost their other brother, Cormac, to suicide. So they set up Turn to Me in 2009, trying to help people who needed free and accessible mental health services. And that's exactly what we do. And I suppose a lot of people have seen the benefits to their mental health by doing Dry January. So we would encourage people, if you've done Dry January, and you'll know that the benefits include improved sleep, clarity of mind, enhanced focus, reduced anxiety and depression, no more hangovers, no more next day fear, increased productivity, better relationships and financial savings, to name a few. So we would encourage people, if you've done Dry January, why not increase that challenge and do the 1 year of sobriety?
Yeah, and Phil, you're talking about, and it came up coincidentally in the debate yesterday in the Dáil about cannabis and then talking about alcohol and the damage that does. Alcohol, your argument in terms of mental health, it may, and this is the temptation with it, or what some people might use it for, it provides a temporary escape from stress or anxiety. Oh my God, I need a drink to get over that. But it often exacerbates these problems in the long run.
It absolutely does, because alcohol is a depressant. There's no two ways about it. Even though it does, I suppose, take the edge off anxiety, or if you're feeling a bit down and you need a drink to unwind, there are lots of different ways to unwind, like going for a jog or doing some yoga or meditation. And then B, most importantly...
Ah, but geez, Fiona, it's much easier to have a glass of wine or a can of beer, isn't it? Isn't that the problem?
Yeah, it is, of course, but and there's a social element to it as well, I suppose, but the problem is when you do have a drink, it is rarely just the one, and secondly, when you do have a drink to unwind, the problems are still there that, you know, you have before having the glass of wine. So then, you know, the next day when you wake up with the hangover, and you probably spent a little bit more than you mentioned, if you're on a healthy eating diet, that's probably...
Yeah, the hangover gets worse when you reach your hand in your pocket or you check your bank balance. The pain gets a little bit more severe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, and you know, a lot of people, if they're trying to eat healthy, a lot of people would have, you know, takeovers or takeaways on the way home, stopover on the way home, and so a lot of people generally rarely feel great when you wake up after a night, you know, on the booze or on the drink.
Yeah.
So, if you've done the Dry January, you know the benefits to it, and we would encourage you maybe to extend it to the year or extend it for a 6 month period for the benefit of your mental health.
And see how you are during it and see how you are after. You mentioned about the social side of things there. What about the concern pretty young people would have? If I stop drinking, what my friends think? Will I be still going to the pub? Will I be excluded? Or that side of things?
Yeah, that's a great point. I suppose in Ireland, you know, the drink is, I suppose, a foundational element to our culture and to our society. But if you create a support system around you to navigate the challenges, you'll be more successful in doing Dry January. And it can be easier if you have a friend or a sibling or a colleague who is also going sober for a prolonged period of time. And then also if you connect with people who have embraced sobriety and learned from their experiences, if you have a support system there, it brings understanding and motivation. And that's really crucial for sustaining long-term commitment to sobriety. But I suppose it's important to to note that a lot of, like every single major brand of alcohol now has a zero or like a 0%, you know, version of their drink. Everyone from Guinness to all the major gins and even vodka, you get alcohol-free vodka now. So sobriety is on the rise. It's not just something that celebrities are doing.
Anecdotally, I'm hearing that look, there are issues with drugs in younger people, and well, actually not just younger people, at all levels of society, at all age groups and demographics in the country, the rise of cocaine use is an issue. But with younger people, anecdotally, I'm hearing perhaps maybe they're not as into the drink as maybe older generations. Is that true, or is that just talk?
I think that is true. Even when I'm talking to a lot of my friends, you know, certainly when I was young, if I was 19 or 20, we would have done what we called a pre-gaming. We would meet up in someone's house and, you know, have drinks there and then go out. And my friend was telling me that, you know, her younger sister and all their friends, now they don't do that. They go for a meal and they might have a glass or two with their drink, but they prefer to have a meal and have, you know, good quality conversation and better quality time spent together. And I'm so impressed. I just thought, oh my gosh, that's amazing that young people are now kind of turning away from the binge drinking routine that a lot of people slip into, particularly in Ireland, or particularly in those kind of college years. And people are, you know, turning away from that and preferring quality time and quality conversation over, you know, getting drunk and not really remembering things the next day. So that's very encouraging that young people are doing that. And as I say, sobriety is on the rise. A lot of celebrities, Bradley Cooper, Naomi Campbell, are talking about how much better their life is having given up drink. But it's also, you know, a lot of GAA players, a lot of sports stars talk about the importance of not drinking, or certainly reducing any dependency on alcohol. So it's certainly a trend, and long may it continue.
Yeah. Fiona, how do people find out more about your campaign?
So if anyone wants to avail of any of our services, or is curious about trying to extend the Dry January to a year of sobriety, we have information available on our website, and we also have facilities for people to sign up for our free mental health services. They're all available on our website, which is turntome.ie. That's turntome.ie.
Okay, Fiona, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for talking to us about that on the programme this morning. That's Fiona O'Malley, their CEO of Turn to Me.